Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Pioneer Podcasting presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her here. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Welcome back, you guys, to a brand new episode of House of Kim, where we unapologetically share the ups and downs of our unpredictable life, and just like you guys, are always trying to find a way to inspire and increase positivity in our daily lives.
Hello, everyone. So I have to start out and say, I'm in hot water with Kim. Huh. We spent over an hour Friday recording this amazing podcast we're going to re-record right now for you guys. But Friday we spent this, you know, over an hour and went to go take it off the SD card and there was nothing there.
That's only happened one other time.
Sorry, honey.
It's all good,
babe. But it's going to be even better this go.
So here we go. Which is kind of funny because when you, maybe it'll be even better this time.
So hopefully I'll be out of hot water.
Well, Croy finally got off his ass. So Christmas has officially left the building.
Yoo-hoo! Couldn't be more excited.
An incredibly scary, eye-opening experience that literally brought me to my knees and changed our family forever, we're going to discuss. Are you suffering from mom guilt or want to kill your partner now that you're stuck at home with them 24/7 because of this pandemic? Stay with us. Croy and I have some positive nuggets of wisdom to share with you guys from our relationships and fans. Super scary for our entire family when KJ choked not once but twice in a week. And yes, we've taken him to the doctor. So save that shit for yourself. KJ.
Three different doctors. Pediatrician.
Oh, you know, I don't play with my kids now. You guys know I don't play with my kids. I was on the phone with the pediatrician as soon as it happened.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll tell you. So it's Friday night. We're eating Mexican food. Ordered to go from Seven Tequilas. Love that place. We order from there a lot. KJ's sitting at the table. Everybody's kind of eating. We tend to eat together. The littles, well, they're not so little, but they have their own little table. And then us adults, or we'll sit at the bar. We kind of are always together for dinner for sure. KJ, first of all, my boys like inhale their food. Like they eat so fast. Cash in particular. Yeah. Cash has choked many times. Knock on wood. My nanny's amazing. When he was younger. Not so much, obviously, now. So KJ... And
would you say Cash's was more like he kind of gets it like half swallowed but not fully swallowed? So it's kind of that gag reflex where you see like a baby kind of being like, you know, like where... So I don't know if his airway was 100% blocked on Cash as a little kid. We were able to like... sweep it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And never had to.
There was one time in particular where they came running to our door. We were asleep and he choked on sausage and they.
She did it.
She ended up getting it out. Yeah. It's three times she told me in particular.
Yeah.
But anyhow, you guys, we're sitting there. Cash is, we're all eating dinner. KJ stands up and he's choking and he's red in the face. Like, and I have always taught my kids. KJ choked in Los Angeles when he was like 3 years old on a big ass wad of bacon in the hotel room. And Croy had to go down his throat and pull it out, and it was a big, huge ball.
Yeah, like, it was like, half swallowed.
Like half swallowed.
Yeah.
So KJ stands up. I'm like, you know, what do I do? Croy, do something! Like, I start freaking out. So Croy automatically, Croy knows the Heimlich. We've had a class here a couple years ago. But as much as you learn the Heimlich when you're in that situation with your own child, I think it's very scary. I'm crying, but not like letting everybody know I'm crying. I'm panicking. So KJ, during this time, while Croy's about to start, I guess he did the Heimlich or tried to do the Heimlich or whatever. And KJ just
kind of at the same time, it was
got like so stressed that he just went down his throat. It was half swallowed and he pulled out the chicken. And it was like, you know, the shredded chicken that they put on tacos, but it was like two pieces connected with some like membrane or whatever in the center, however you want to say it. Sure. So it was like exactly what I choked on.
Right.
Shrimp. two pieces, and the center had that like that.
Yeah. So where one stays kind of in the back part of the upper part of the mouth, and then the other one tries to swallow. When it doesn't go past that flap, basically that flap kind of reopens, and that's what then triggers in your mind like panic.
Right.
So it's like it's choking, but it's like the way we were described to it by the specialist was you're choking, but it's not like a true choke where you can't pull it out, like where it's you have access to whatever's choking you because it's so long.
Right.
Right.
So he pulls it out. I'm crying. I'm like, we're never ordering seven tequilas again the rest of our lives. That's what I tell myself. And we go on, right? We're just like, everybody's kind of stressed and frazzled.
He doesn't want to eat anymore.
It's like
he's like, he's done. I just, you know,
he has anxiety. Like, he doesn't have diagnosed anxiety, but he's like an anxious person like me, right? He's like always wants to be on time, and he's just, you know, kind of has this nervous energy. So he doesn't want to eat, and Corey's trying to tell him it's okay. Obviously, I've choked. I've never had shrimp since. Right. I probably never will. So I can totally relate. I wonder where he gets that nervous energy. But anyway, so Cash was kind of freaked out. Obviously, Cash and KJ are very close. Cash was watched this whole thing, and Cash was pretty freaked out. Okay, we move on, right? A week later, 10 days, it was a Sunday. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, evening. We're eating dinner, and I had heated up some fried mozzarella, which is the number one thing that children choke on, by the way.
Hot dogs, too.
Hot dogs and fried mozzarella.
Yep.
And so we had fried mozzarella from a restaurant the night before. He wanted it, and I put it in the oven, heated it up, cut it up, and gave it to him. So we're cooking, making tacos. I'm kind of facing the stove, and I look over at KJ. Now, my kids know not to play with this shit, right? Like, KJ's a jokester. He's been a jokester since he was born. He knows that this is like, we don't joke that we're choking unless we're choking. The boy that cried wolf. We've had all these stories. I look over you guys, and KJ's face is as red as a tomato, and he's like basically like, I'm choking bad this time kind of thing. I scream like, Croy, and Croy's right next to me, but I'm like, Croy, do something. And I'm a wreck. Now, mind you guys, I did graduate from nursing school. I worked as a nurse. And if you choked, I could save you. But for whatever reason, when it comes to my children, I just panic. If I had to save my son, I would have done it in a New York minute. But I have Croy here, thank God. So Croy can jump in and kind of explain, you know, what goes on next, but it's not good.
Yeah. So he pops up and I mean, it instantly becomes extremely stressful. I don't know if you've been a part of something like that, it becomes there's a lot of adrenaline, there's a lot of stress, and there's a thousand thoughts go through your mind in a split second. It's so crazy. It's like you didn't know your brain could process that much information that fast. You have to still be smart, right, and not get upset or panic and freeze in that situation. So,
which is exactly what I did.
So,
but I could.
So he, at this point.
Now, mind you, son is, KJ's 145 pounds. He is, I would say, 5'2". Like, he's a big, I mean, he's broad, he's big. Like, he's a big guy.
Yeah. So, in the process of him standing up from his seat and kind of coming to me, I'm at the stove. I can see that he knows that basically he can't get it. It's stuck and he needs help. You know, like he can't reach down like he did with the chicken. Mm-hmm. It's stuck. It's like a true situation. He swallowed a chunk of something and it's stuck in that flap. So at that point, you know, I could tell I was, here we go. We got to do the Heimlich. So I get behind him. I get my hand right underneath his sternum there. And I kind of popped him, but I didn't want to hurt him. You know, like I didn't want to cause I'm strong and I got tons of adrenaline running through me, you know, so I felt like I pulled hard, but I don't think I pulled too hard on him. Nothing happened.
Four times.
So then I was like, all right, here we go again. So then
I'm praying, God, please help me. God, please. Like I'm praying with my nanny, Berta, who's been with KJ since he was 6 months old. She's 82 years old. And I'm like, Berta, please calm down. Like you're making it worse for me. Please, please, please. Like we got this. And this was the longest minute of my life.
Yeah. So then I pop him again and still nothing. So I'm like, dang, you really have to kind of do this hard. Like, so I,
who's even like, I don't I even know how he's three. Thinking during that. No, it was four. It was four. Was it? Well, it was four.
Yeah. Maybe the first one was like a half ass one or something. But so on that last
then
one,
you start thinking like, I don't care if I break a rib, bro. Like, I right. don't care what we gotta. Yeah.
On that last one. I mean, I had him right up against me and it was hard and I just, you know, pulled hard and up it came.
Thank you, God. I fell to my knees. Yeah. Literally fell to my knees.
Yeah. And so, but even though I knew the Heimlich, we had been CPR certified before. We had taken the class. We know how to do CPR. We know how to, you know, manage those situations.
I've never had to do the Heimlich in my entire nursing career or to date.
Right.
Anybody.
I still couldn't recall if I should have done, like, I thought you had one shot. Like, I didn't know you could keep, like, pulling on somebody's.
You gotta keep going.
Right. So
you go in and up.
Now after refreshing the course, which we'll get into, I know all that. But right then and there, I thought, well, geez, you know, like, instinct kept telling me to keep going and keep trying to pull it up, you know, thrust that thing out of there. But
we all had a course in our house a few years ago with an instructor. It was like a 4-hour, 5-hour course. My nannies, housekeeper, entire staff, family, everyone did it. Thank God. Just as a refresher. But Cash comes to me and says, Cash watched that too, and it was very scary. They're like BFFs. Cash says, Mom, I want to learn the Heimlich and CPR to help KJ. And I was like, oh my God.
So sweet.
Like, they really love each other. All my kids do. Very thankful for that. So CPR is scheduled. The Heimlich class is scheduled with Robbie Russell, who's an instructor, trainer with the American Heart Association, American Red Cross, and a retired captain firefighter and a paramedic. Basically, he's a true badass. Nikki says, I have this guy. He's amazing. I think he'll be perfect for the job. My brain's very scattered. Like, I have like ADD basically, right? So you can keep me there for a second, and then I have fleeting thoughts and I'm onto something else. And so she knows that like a 6-hour class for me is not going to work. So Robbie comes to the house. I posted the video on my Instagram if you guys want to check it out. He comes to the house and teaches us all. I left his number on my Instagram as well. If you're in the Atlanta area, this is the person you want to be trained from, because I remember everything he said verbatim, because he was fun, but quick, thorough, super. He's just a badass. So yeah. His name's Robbie Russell.
He made the content relatable. He made it retainable, right. Whereas it wasn't like a bunch of medical jargon and things like that where you're not going to remember.
Like, it's Cash just totally got it. Cash was doing CPR by the end, or practicing CPR, you know, the Heimlich. He was showing Cash. Like, it was very thorough. It was very thorough class. Yeah.
He gave them tips and tricks as a child to actually do the Heimlich to an adult, where the adult should know if they've been trained to stand against a wall, and the child can actually thrust their body against the weight of, use their body weight, right, and push like they were pushing a sled across the grass into the body of an adult, so that that's how a child can do the Heimlich on an adult, because a child can't get behind an adult and isn't strong enough to actually thrust. So
I remember my dad choked on a roll, like an Italian, like a roll from an Italian restaurant. He put himself against the edge of the counter and dislodged it. But my mom was calling 911. I mean, my mom's 110 pounds at best.
Right.
So anyways, you guys, so when this did happen though, I started Googling like, you know, choking, you know, what can you do to save your child's life? Any devices, any tools? And I found the dechoker. And listen, I'm not a doctor, so you guys do you, but we bought the dechoker. I bought 8 of them. I have them in my cars. I have them in my kitchens. My nanny has one in her kitchen. I have them throughout the entire house. It's the dechoker, and he showed us exactly how to do it as well. It's great for people who live alone, or at least buy one to keep one in with, you know, in your kitchen or what have you.
Right.
Train your kids on how to use it in case they are home alone. But it's a really simple device that you would insert into your mouth and make sure you have a really tight seal. Again, check out my Instagram, and you just pull back, and it basically, the suction force of it will pull that out of your...
Creates pressure.
Like negative pressure. And you, when you push, say it doesn't come out the first time, you can continue to do it until it does. They recommend the Heimlich first, followed by this if you can't get it out. So when this happens, you guys, I forgot to mention, when I called my pediatrician, Dr. Khan. I've been with her for 22 years. She's the best. I'm hysterically crying. She's like, it's okay. It's okay. Calm down. You know, maybe he should go to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Let's send him to Dr. Jeffrey Goldberg, who's taking Brielle's tonsils out, Cash's adenoids out. I mean, he's been a part of our family for a while as well. Let's take him there, you know, as soon as possible. And I said, okay, great, we're going to do that. Then I decide, you know what? He has this expander in his mouth, and maybe that's what caused the choking. So I'm on the phone, 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning. And I'm like, I'm bringing KJ in basically right now. We're taking out his expander. I think this is maybe another reason why he choked. I mean, I was a lunatic. And I was also heading to LA in just 10 days or 7 days for a few weeks. So I was really scared. So he had the tube down his throat. All looks well. Thank God. There was nothing, like, there was no obstruction. There was nothing, you know, that would cause this choking per se. You know, he said, just stop talking while you're eating. Make sure you're drinking with water and, you know, slow down. And thank God, and knock on wood, we've been great ever since.
Yep. But,
so check out my Instagram. You guys will see all that. KJ basically saved our son's life. Thank you, baby. You're the best.
Yeah.
The king. Something you'll never forget. Something that... I took KJ to a birthday party yesterday and last night just for like a 2-hour birthday party. And I like drove away worried about him choking. He went to a birthday party when I was in LA right after this happened. And I text the mom, listen, I just want to share this with you. I'm like really anxious. I basically told KJ he can't eat anything but cake. But, you know, I also was told to not continue to harp on it or say, KJ, like, slow down, KJ, I don't want you to choke, KJ, you know, just drop it, basically. I've been told that by, you know, his pediatrician. And anyways, Robbie Russell is your man. Numbers on my Instagram. Great, great, great instructor. And kids, too. Like, kids can learn it. I never think you're too young to learn it. Right. You know, that
they can't be actually certified.
Oh, yeah, they can't be certified,
which
right.
Which is totally fine. But just that child being able to see that and have that knowledge could save your life or somebody else's life. The really cool thing about that device too is a child can operate that device. You could use it with somebody who is immobilized, maybe in a wheelchair, if you have a child that, or something like that, or an right. adult where you can't actually do the Heimlich on them in the wheelchair. You use that device to get something out of their throat.
It just saved an 8-year-old child, and the mom actually commented on my Instagram, which was really, really cool.
Right. It covers any and every situation you could possibly think of, from somebody being frail, like you wouldn't want to break, you know, your grandma's chest, or, you know, like you could use that, you know, it just is a really cool device. So,
okay, you guys, Christmas has officially left the building. I know last week I kind of threw Corey under the bus about still, you know, everything still being in the house, and it was,
did you?
I mean, not really, because Corey's I'm not kidding when I tell you, the hardest working person I know. He helps everybody anytime, any day, anywhere. He loves it. And it's like sometimes like annoying. Like,
thanks, babe.
He gives everything 100%.
Thanks,
but
babe. I will say, though, it is hard for me to get off my ass and get rid of these Christmas decorations, because you guys, Kim has 8 trees.
Have 8 trees.
Oh, no. We collectively, because we're partners, but if it was up to me, we would not have 8 trees. Kim has 8 trees that are fully decorated. One of these suckers weighs like at least 400 pounds. At least. We have to wrestle it and split it up in half. And like, I mean, they have all kinds of lights and ribbon and decorations. And so when you're trying to pull it apart, these... you got to like dismantle it somewhat. And then she's, you know, like, save it. And I'm like, well, I'm trying, but we're not saving anything. We have to move it. It has to get moved out of this house into a 26-foot box truck, you guys. 26-foot box truck that's got a lift gate to get these trees up into the...
He has to have a lift gate, okay? So that none of these Hertz or whatever rider trucks, most of them don't have these lift for whatever reason. They don't really have them. You have to call and like almost order it,
right?
And then when you get there, half the time they don't have one with the lift.
Right.
So it's
because
go ahead.
It would be physically impossible to roll these trees up this ramp. Right. Like, it'd be too hard. So we need.
Well, why don't they make every rider truck with a ramp? That's weird.
Well, because the ramps are faster for guys who just need to move small things, or they're let's just say they're moving on a dolly, like boxes of beer or something. They just run it down the ramp, right, and run it back up the ramp. So they're faster that way. The lift gates are for things that are like awkward or heavy, super super heavy, where you couldn't run it down a small little 2-foot long or 2-foot wide ramp. So I, you know, we have to have the lift gate, because we roll these things out on a custom made. I made this you know, like furniture mover. I went to the Home Depot, got this furniture mover thing on wheels. I stuck 2 of them together, stuck it, glued it together, because we have to like lift these trees up on top of this thing so we can wheel them through the house. Otherwise, you just couldn't do it. It's a huge orchestration.
It's What I don't understand, you guys, is that the one tree, a 14-footer, and she's, I don't know how wide, 8 foot. I mean, she's wide at the base.
Yeah.
So she's
at least 8 feet.
So we have double doors, okay, that go out to our pool right by where the tree is located. What I didn't understand, and we have iron gates around, you know, basically the whole pool. So when you like walk out, right,
yeah,
on the patios, there are these iron gates or whatever. What I don't understand, okay, is why you wouldn't take the 14-foot tree out there. Somebody can like lift it up a little bit over the the railings, go around the pool, go through the other double door, back into the front door, instead of shoving a fucking tree through a doorway. Everything starts to fall. The ornaments are dropping. There's glitter everywhere. All the guys that are here look like they just came back from a strip club.
Yeah.
Would you not?
How about we're sliced up? We're poked up.
Bleeding.
We're bleeding. I mean, these things, they're sharp. There's metal on them. Babe, when you're moving like furniture, let's just say, right? Typically, when you're moving a couch or a dresser, it's nice and square. Nothing's poking you. There's no anything, fluffy fake snow falling in your eyes. It's just you grab underneath the piece of furniture and you just walk it on out. And if it was too wide for a doorway, you would open up some double doors and maybe have to lift it over a gate. But you would go that route. Lift this massive tree that's 450 pounds.
It's already being carried by
you
guys.
No, we're not carrying it. We're rolling it. We're not carrying anything. You can't carry anything because you can't get in there to grab anything. You can't hold on to the branches, right? You can't lift up underneath the base. One man, two men can't get underneath it. So it has to be like rolled out on this cart. So you couldn't lift it over the gate. Then we'd have to go by the pool, hope it doesn't fall in the pool, and then go back over top of another gate because we have... Our pool is a first floor pool, and you have two accesses to it, basically, from one from kind of like an entertaining pub area, and then one from our main foyer area. You can walk right out to the pool area and patio area. But we'd have to be lifting over two gates and going through three doors.
Yeah, but you're not shoving my... I'm more worried about the tree. You'll be all right. You're one of the strongest human beings on this planet, I believe.
8 foot wide tree.
Yeah.
Through a 4 foot wide opening is what we have to do. So
exactly my point. They're every fucking year. They're ruining my trees.
How about where I'm ruining my hands? I still have slices on them. Like they're like,
I don't know, you guys. You know what?
It is one of the
story
most
gets
beautiful.
Worse.
No, I'm telling you, it is one of the most beautiful homes, I think, for Christmas. We have all different themed trees, but you guys, it is like
it's my dream.
So it is hard for me to get off my ass. Because of the daunting.
It's my dream. I already have a list of all the new stuff I need for next year. And you know what's funny is, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, you guys, right? I was looking for some people to do my Christmas stuff this year. And I'm a perfectionist. I talked about this last year on the podcast. I want every branch perfect, every bow, every ornament. Unfortunately, because I'm such a perfectionist and I have an eye for detail, I will spend a month walking around fixing the trees after, whoever puts them up. Well, I was online trying to find really cool ornaments. I wanted to get Kaya a new tree. Our nanny has a friend, that has two little girls that has not been able to afford a Christmas tree. So I don't even know, because she didn't tell me this story, because Zalma would never tell me this story. I think she was telling my assistant or something.
Yeah,
or Tracy, actually.
Yeah.
Whatever, whoever she was telling, that they couldn't afford a tree. So I was like, you know what? I just bought Kaya's tree 2 years ago. It was really, really cute and fun. But I want like kind of like ice cream cone, and Kaya and I love our sweets. So something like fun. So I was Googling like top of the line ornaments, ornate ornaments, custom ornaments. Like, and I came across davidchristophers.com. I am obsessed. Y'all don't go there and buy everything right now because I still haven't gotten my stuff. Okay, please. But I go to the website and I am losing my mind. I run to my assistant because she's also on the computer in her office, well, in the back area where she works. She's also on the computer. I'm like, Nikki, oh my God. Oh my God. Look at, she's like, oh, I'm calling right now.
Well, so did you know that it was actually like a person? Or did you just think it was a company that sold Christmas decorations and like ribbon?
No, I knew
it
was a person because there was like a video of them or something on their website. Oh. But like they don't go to your house and stuff.
Right.
Like, they
so
don't,
DavidChristophers.com.
DavidChristophers.com. All I knew is that they had the best ornaments ever. Yeah. And then when I saw that they had trees, I was like, surely they can come to my house and put my trees up and do all my ornaments. Surely this is going to work out. So Nikki's like, I don't really see, Kim, where it says
they decorate
basically houses. So, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Right.
So she calls. And I'm like on eggshells about it. I'm just kind of like so excited. And I'm now, when I get something in my head, that's it. She calls up there and they're like, oh, you know, we usually, you know, don't do that. And they're, first of all, the nicest people. We don't really do that. And Nikki doesn't ever, when
like
she's
so nice to the point where you wonder, like, can somebody be that nice?
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's how nice.
That's how nice they
and
were.
Sweet and sweet just kind. And kind.
Like, when you call me, I'm like, hello. Right. That doesn't, I'm not like, she was like, hello. You know, like a very sweet and.
Is your mom available?
Like, yeah, right. Like super, super sweet. And so Nikki says, hey, you know, we're in Atlanta, Georgia, basically. My boss is really loves your ornaments. And at this time, I had no idea that he does and designs all these ornaments himself.
Right.
And so, which we're going to get into in a second. So he's like, let me talk to my wife. And like I said, Nikki doesn't tell people like, oh, it's for the Beerman. She doesn't really say anything. And then I'm like, Nikki, call back. Maybe that'll work. Maybe he likes football. Maybe she likes TV. Call back. So Nikki's like, it's for Kim Zolciak. Oh, my wife's a big fan. Okay, let me get back in touch with you. Waiting for their call back was so nerve wracking. I wanted to pour a glass of wine at 10:30 that morning. So they call back and they can do it. I was screaming through my house like a lunatic. So excited. You guys can check out their YouTube channel, by the way, David Christophers. So they come to my house. Okay. They spend two full days here. When they did Kaya's tree, so they brought a gentleman with them, and then it's a husband and a wife, and the most talented Christmas.
So creative.
Decorators, decor, the perfectionists, the best people. And they're already booked for next year, so don't even try to take my days. Okay, they're already booked, locked in for me next year. So they put up Kaya's tree, and I'm like really busy that day. I'm gone or whatever. And then Nikki was like, come upstairs and see Kaya's tree. You guys, I am very rarely speechless. I was speechless. I will be putting these pictures on my Instagram just so you guys can see it as well again. I was literally speechless. The even cooler part of the tree was that you can, when you turn it on, it goes, it's Candyland themed, right? The ribbon he makes, the ornaments, cotton candy ornaments, ice cream cones, cookies, but like with sprinkles, but not like cookies that you're thinking, like off the Richter scale type stuff. I was so floored. So was Brielle. I was calling everybody to come see it. But when you turn the tree on, the lights go from like a whitish whatever to this purple, pink, yellow, cotton candy colored. I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. I'm in love. So this is my favorite tree now in the whole house. And I'm going to tell you what this fucking kid did, Brielle's friend. Okay?
Well, so hold on. So we're about 3/4 of the way through decorating, and we find out. So you, I think, did you ask me like, where do you find?
So, okay, I'm going to tell you about my favorite tree and what happened to it.
Oh, we're going there?
No, after in a second. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys exactly what Ethan, and I would be putting this on my Instagram as well, okay? And you won't believe your eyes, what he did to my tree. So anyways, we're like, you know, yeah, a quarter of the way, whatever. We're almost finished. They did my entire garland in the foyer. They had to work with some of the stuff that I've already had. They had brought, I wanted some new trees in my foyer, but when they brought them, they weren't as big or as wide as the ones that we currently have. So we decided to work with what we have. I don't know if you guys know this, but 7 years ago when I had gave birth to the twins, I had them on November 24th, which is right around Thanksgiving. And when I came home, Corey had the whole house decorated Christmas-wise. So it was all new stuff, which was really awesome because he knows how much I love Christmas and how tired I was going to be that year with twins.
I did not know I was creating a monster.
Oh, before you, baby, I was into Christmas, okay? I had like six trees in my townhouse.
I'm just kidding.
Anyways, they're almost done and they're wrapping up and I tried not to cuss around them. I mean, they're very, very, very nice. And I said, these ornaments, I am floored. This is the cotton candy ornament really blew my mind. You know how it like has a little paper cone on the bottom?
Yeah.
And his was like the same, you know, like it had pink and purple and like blue. It was the cutest, one of the most cutest ornaments, or the cutest ornament. And he said, oh, I designed them all. And I'm like,
So then I start looking around, I'm like, well, DavidChristopher's.com.
Every box, David first of all, every box, they brought a U-Haul, like a truck, and it was completely packed. There must have been 100 boxes here. Yeah. And everyone full does say his name on it.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't really register and click
it's not
to
clicking,
me.
And then all of a sudden, it like lights turn on for me and Kim, and we're like, oh my God, like you make, like you design ornaments, like you sell all the, and he's like, yeah, I do. Like it, we design it for 18 months before they actually get made. They're all handmade. I go to the factories.
Oh, I'm going to go to the factory with David Christopher.
And there's like 30 people. They're all making the same ornaments.
They're
all hand painted.
He showed us how
it was.
If you guys want ornaments,
incredible.
If you guys, I'm about to get the hell online right now because I'm pressed and stressed that y'all are going to buy me out, okay? If you want ornaments, he's definitely the guy. So I tell him this, right? I said, you guys are so good, and I know you can't go and you don't go to people's houses. They have a huge store at the Mart in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I know you guys can't go to everybody's house or whatever, but you guys should do like a tree in a box, right?
Full tree,
mm-hmm. And then you get all the ornaments. I like my ornaments. I like a lot of ornaments, but not like too much, and I don't know. They did the tree perfectly, right? So I post this tree of Kaya's, by the way, and I don't know how many trees they ended up shipping out in total, but I know that half my neighborhood has this tree, okay? Which I was like, Croy, why the fuck did I post it? I don't want anybody to ever
have
what I have.
Sharing the love, baby.
I know. I try to stay positive, yeah. But I mean, I want to be the only one with this tree.
You have just your only tree. It's only your tree.
I said, David, you should just sell it this way. And I think in the past they have done that, but they should just do like a tree in a box. You get the tree, you have enough ornaments, everything goes, everything flows. You got the ribbon, everything. My struggle is always tree skirts and trying to find like amazing tree skirts. Anyways, on top of David Christopher. So guess what happens when I just post Kaya's tree? The world blows up and so does my phone. Like everybody's blowing my phone up. Oh my God. Oh my God. My personal friends. So David ends up getting a lot of business, which I was very grateful for. And then guess where he ended up? Cardi B's house.
It's amazing.
So I said, hey, you guys, this is short notice. I know Cardi's makeup artist and stuff. And they want, Cardi wants these, you know, trees in her house. And she wants them like today, basically tomorrow. And they were like, you know what, we'll make it happen. And they did. They traveled everywhere and did so many people's houses. Yeah. And they're such good people.
It's like I don't even know if Walt Disney World could compare to maybe what this guy has the capabilities of doing. They're like picturesque trees. Like when you open a catalog and you're like, holy crap, that's like a amazing tree. It's probably his tree.
Okay, like, stop pumping them up because I feel like, I mean, my days are locked in. Forget it.
When I grew up as a kid.
You know what? We're going to put a tree up here in the salon.
Oh my God, no, we're not. When I grew up as a kid, we would go to the store, we'd get a real tree, we put it in a vase, we put sugar water in the bottom of it. And then
oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah.
My mom would, we'd wrap the lights around it and we'd stick our family
not
ornaments on.
Not interested in that.
You know, and that's what I knew as a Christmas tree. To know that once you see a tree like this, It's like opening your eyes to a whole new world. I didn't know things like this existed.
I my mom is the same way. Our tree spun, okay? We had a fake one. My tree spun. My mom's
amazing.
A perfectionist. It spun the entire time.
That's amazing.
It's
like a fucking top?
But the whole tree spun. And I'm talking, this is 20 years ago, so I don't even know. But this is my mom. She had bows. It was perfection. You know,
it was motorized.
My analness came from my mother because she's also a Taurus. She's May 6th. I'm May 19th. And the tree was always perfect. She would, you know, come and decorate the tree. I was never into decorating the tree, okay? But anyways, I was in Atlanta, and I love Christmas. And so I ended up going to, maybe it was called Haney and Company or something in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And you could walk in, and they had trees decorated like I've never seen in my life.
Right.
And there's one in particular for Ariana was lime green with red polka dots on these big flowers with stripes. And then there was elves. And then I spent a lot of money, had them delivered to my house, and I was fucked from then on. Never been the same. So I am very thankful for David Christopher, his beautiful wife. They show like videos on YouTube on how to do ribbon.
Yeah.
Now my assistant thinks that she can put the ribbon on the garland. I mean, Nikki. Oh.
Not okay, gonna happen,
not going to happen, Nikki. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so let me tell you about the tree. Ethan.
So we're rocking and rolling.
Everybody's rocking and rolling.
We're ripping trees out of the house, like, but not ripping them. We're moving them.
No,
quick.
They're ripping them.
No, we're getting them out, and it's going smooth.
So Brielle.
And this is
I asked Zach, you know, I need Zach's help. Zach lives here, so it's like not a big deal. He'll be here. It's Zach,
Croy, Aaron, Ariana's boyfriend, and then I ask Ethan. He's strong, big dude, like not maybe as big as Croy, but he's a big dude.
He probably is.
He said,
he's been lifting. He's been working out. He's got his physical form going. Trying to catch
him. Height wise, yeah.
You know,
he has plenty of ladies. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll have to have him on the podcast at one point. Sober, too, because drinking, he's out of his mind.
Have you guys ever had like a project where you bring family and friends over to like get it done faster? And sometimes you have too many hands and people are standing around and don't really know what to do.
Ethan said, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to stand around here. I got shit to do. Right. And so he did just that. Right. Okay. And then he told me yesterday, as a matter of fact, that he was still hungover and probably still drunk. So, and this maybe explains why he did this.
Yeah.
So I'm watching them. They have to move all the furniture in the great room so that they can like, don't get glitter on the couch.
We have to get through.
Yeah, we have to get through. There's glitter everywhere. Corey's got this stupid vacuum that you attach to your back. It's heavy as shit, but it's the most powerful vacuum ever. Well, like I'm not like, you know.
It's an industrial vacuum.
We
got a lot of hardwood floors.
I could never like strap that on my back and like, well, I mean, it's heavy duty. And so Corey's got that. So I'm like lugging that around trying to clean up like some of the glitter. And I finally just gave up and said, fuck it. But anyway. Okay. So Corey, they got most of the trees done or whatever. And Ariana and I happen to be in the kitchen together. And
so this is how it happened though. Cause we had gotten the main floor trees wrapped up and out of the house. And so now we have one big one up in the Hollywood room, Kaya's. And the boys in their playroom. And so I was like, I knew the boys and Kaya's were small. So I was like, well, in my head, I can feel Ethan's anxiety because he's like standing around and he wants to do something, right? Like he's bouncing around. He's looking around. He's like, let's go. Like, what are we doing?
He's like, come on, stop standing around. Like he's got very nervous energy anyway. Yeah.
So I was like, in my head, guys. I said, Zach and Ethan, you guys can go get Kaya's and Aaron and I will go get Canes. And then in my head I was like, wait, no. Some alarm went off. Like my gut intuition was like, no. So then I was like, no, let's all go get Canes. So we were kind of looking at it and it was small enough, but I just didn't want them like running around, like doing exactly what it ended up happening. So Ethan, they're all kind of with me and I was like, well, the easiest way is just gonna be for me to grab KJ's or in K, you know, the boys is and just take it down the stairs. So I said, you guys be my eyes and I'm just gonna carry this down. Carry it down. And I'm going to set it down, and I don't know if maybe Ariana walked up and distracted Aaron, and Ethan was still drunk, and I don't know where Zach went, but all of a sudden I'm setting this tree down. It's not flat, and I go to let go of it, and the whole thing falls over.
And I'm watching from the kitchen. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And they have lighthouses like on the trees. It's a whole beach themed tree. So lighthouses and starfish and, you know, the whole nine yards. Like the tree cannot be falling on its side. And I'm like, oh my God. So Zach, all of a sudden, I do remember Zach picking up. He's like, it's okay. I'm like, Zach, don't fuck with me. Like, and he's like, I it looks to be okay.
No. And it really was. Nothing fell off.
Thank God.
Nothing broke.
Well, so that's the other thing about them and David Christopher is like, everything was attached so good with why. Like, they're just, everything was perfect.
So I think, so we pick it up and I'm like, all right, and I'm going to carry it the rest of the way out of the house. This might have lit a flame under Ethan's ass or something, but he's like, well, if Croy can do it, I can do it. And he disappears.
You guys.
Goes to Kaya's room by himself.
You guys, it's like an 8-foot tree in there. It's not very wide, but it's a pretty heavy-duty tree. And Ariana and I are in the kitchen talking, and all of a sudden we were like, did you just see a pink tree fly down the stairs? Like, wait, did we just see Kaya's tree? She's like, I think we just saw Kaya's tree. I'm like, we couldn't have saw Kaya's tree. Like, there's no way that just like one person has Kaya's tree. You guys, I run to the foyer and there's Ethan with the tree on his shoulder, rocking it as he's walking. Shit's dropping off and he's walking up the ramp to put it in the truck. And I'm like, Ariana. Wait, wait,
but he's got in his left hand, like the base first portion. So he's got like, it's a foot long with the bottom base with the tree sits on and branches and ornaments in the left hand. And he's got the other top portion, the other 6 feet in his right hand and it's split apart. There's ribbon dragging across the floor. Mm-hmm. It is in two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the Hulk just decided to rip apart the tree. Like just, he wanted to rip it apart.
What about the lights? Like,
I have no idea. So then I guess you watched the video.
Okay, so now I'm pissed. Okay, now I'm like,
Oh my God. Oh my God. But now I'm saying to myself, as I've gotten older, if this was me, a Kim 5 years ago,
oh man,
pre-stroke,
oh man,
it would have been. Oh. But I've realized, like, okay, David Christopher is going to come back next year. It's going to be okay. So I immediately text my assistant. Can you please make sure he has all these extra candy, you know, ornaments and what have you for Kaya's tree? Because Ethan just basically took the whole fucking thing apart. So I'm like, Ariana, let's watch what happened, because there's no way that, like, this kid took this tree down by himself. He is strong. You guys, turn to my Instagram because I'm posting it. He's in his in her room, their room, the twins' room, and Ethan picks the tree up.
No, no. So, yeah, okay. So he walks in. You watch him walk in, and this is the only tree that we had not, like, kind of pre-dismantled a little bit to get ready to move. It still had its tree skirt underneath it. It was still plugged into the wall. It was still perfectly in the position that
he had left it in.
And so you see him walk in. You see him just reach over and grab it and just yank. And so the tree skirt's getting, like, drug across the floor. Then you see it separate. You can still see the cord in the wall. And he's, like, pulling on the thing. And it's, like, stuck in the wall. So then he just decides to pull. He just yank pulls. So then... So then he's got, so now at this point, we've got the lower base half that he's
You know that
apart.
I'm about to go to the back to the storage unit right now, and we're going to check on it today.
He's got the lower half base of it that he's ripped apart from the upper base, halfway strung across the room. He's still got it plugged into the wall, and then he's got the cord that plugs those two together being ripped apart. So then he decides to lay the upper half, the 6 feet,
on the twins' bed.
So that he can, like, unplug it or get it off the wall. And then he's kicking the tree skirt off of it with his foot, because he's got two hands full.
You guys, pray for me.
And then he just drags it through the door.
So then I go outside to tell Croy, by the way, when it's in the truck, like, Croy, the tree looks fucked up. Like, what are you going to do with the tree?
And oh, mind you, too. There was probably, I bet you, 15 feet of ribbon. Right, so because they take the ribbon into the tree, then they pull it out, and it looks so beautiful, and then it goes back in.
How did
so
that work?
Like, it, like, winds. So when he separated the two apart, so that now there's ribbon also connecting the two, he just starts ripping the ribbon off the bottom and, like, ripping it. So, like,
Corey, are you being for real?
That's serious. So, but it's easily, but they're gonna have to stick it back. You know, they're gonna have to put it back together.
I just need
basically,
to right now, order more ribbon.
No, the ribbon's okay.
Order more ribbon. I did not tell Nikki this.
The ribbon, it's all, nothing I don't think is broken. It was just completely and
utterly. We don't know. We should have plugged it in to make sure it was still working, because it's my favorite tree.
Completely and utterly, just so aggressively dismantled. I don't think I've ever seen something like that in my life. Oh, my goodness.
You guys, I'm stressed now. Let's carry on. My house is all back to being perfect, feng shui-ish, with new year, new energy. But believe me, when I tell you that this will all be back to my winter wonderland in September. Oh, what I love about my assistant is that she loves Christmas as much as I do. So she's always game to, like, decorate and stuff. So now that I have an assistant that's very good and that loves Christmas as much as I do, I know my entire house is going to be lit up like a runway outside. I know that the inside, I'm adding a tree to the salon up here. Well, it makes me so happy. Now, listen, what's funny is Khloe Kardashian, my friend, she has these moose or whatever, and they're white and they're animated, and I love them. Okay.
Reindeer.
No, they're not reindeer.
Yeah, they are. Moose.
They call them like, oh no, no, they call reindeer. Them. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
They all look alike. Cows, moose, reindeer, whatever. You catch my drift. And so they're animated and they move. And I've wanted these for 3 years, okay, since she posted about them.
I'm getting anxiety.
And I added them to my cart on Amazon. They've been in the shopping cart on Amazon for 3 straight years, okay? So you would think, and I said to Croy, like, why didn't you buy me these for Christmas? He's like, just because you tell me that you want them doesn't mean I'm going to buy them. Chloe says she has anxiety when she posts them because she knows I don't have them yet and I'm very stressed. I'm like, stop posting the fucking reindeer, Chloe. Like, stop. And she's like laughing her ass off. And so maybe next year.
Well, how about, no.
Just buy them for me now and storm.
We are so, when this is in the winter wonderland stage, which is 4 months out of the year, we don't have a square inch to put any other decorations in our house. There is a tree. There's a piece of garland. There's a shiny deer. There's.
You didn't even bring down my glass reindeer this year.
Yo, I'm telling you guys.
It gets to the point where it definitely is a lot. And Corey gets stuck doing the brunt of it, you know? I get somebody to come in and do all my work, and I don't necessarily trust somebody else, hence Ethan, to bring down my glass reindeer from the attic, you know?
Oh, man. We want to end on a fun little poem that we got from Karen Brown.
Wait, what's her name?
Karen Brown.
Karen Brown. Yes. This had me dying. Yes. I love it.
She's from Arizona, so... very talented, very, very cool. It's the Bierman family poem. There's a very special family who we've all seen on TV. They're cooler than the Brady Bunch, sweet and funny as can be. They are the Biermans, and they're Atlanta's pride and joy. A family of eight, they sure are great, led by parents Kim and Croy. We'll start with the queen and angel-faced doll, the Real Housewives honey who started it all.
Oh my goodness, it's so cute.
Kim is a force. She teaches ask, believe, receive. There isn't anything that this woman can't achieve. From her cashmere skincare line to her cab cosmetics too, and now her salty case swimwear, she's looking out for me and you. She's the sweetest mom and wife, and she adores her family so. Her love for them is immense and only continues to grow. Now Croy's her perfect match. They're each... others ride or die. Together, they're the kind of couple whose love can make you cry. Croy, the Wonder Man, there's so much to love about him. He's such an amazing father. There's no way Kim could live without him.
Nope.
Their partnership is beautiful. They make each other laugh. Their love for one another is so big, it's off the graph. Their children are so fortunate. They have lots to be thankful for. Their close bond is a gift they'll treasure forevermore. It's fun to watch the interaction with Ariana and Brielle and the hilarious Chef Tracy. With her, you never can tell. Then there's Cash and KG, the dynamic pair of boys. With them, there's plenty of energy, turbulence, and noise. And then the adorable twinsies, the youngest on the chain, the princess of sass, Miss Kaya, and the duke of cuteness, Kane. With all their positivity, they keep our hearts uplifted, and they've always made us smile no matter how their lives have shifted. When tragedy and hardship strikes, it's easy just to give up. But this family sticks together, and Kim's got that red solo cup. With all the adventures they've been through, they still keep us wanting more. Make sure you're watching Don't Be Tardy. It'll never be a bore. This family inspires so many viewers each and every day. God bless them all and give them strength to guide them on their way.
I love so that. Cool. Thank you so much for taking the time to write that. It's so cute. Croy printed it off, and I think I was laying in the bed or something, and he brought it into the room and started reading it. And I was like, Croy, like I thought he had written this poem, which he's never written me a poem before, so I don't know why the hell I thought that. But this is so cute. We really enjoyed it, so we will definitely keep this forever.
Yeah, so share the love, share the positivity. You never know who is going through something that they may not be showing on the exterior, and just a hug, a smile, a positive, uplifting message saying you did great today. Just may be something they need.
Meanwhile, so. Croy just flipped somebody off before we pulled into the driveway.
I did not.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You just cracked me up. His tone, I'm sure you guys noticed, like his tone, I'm not monotone by no means, but I definitely am like, all right, you guys, thanks for the positivity and thanks for tuning into this episode of House of Kim. Like, it'll be like, hey, you guys, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of House of Kim. Have a great week and stay positive or stay strong.
Yeah.
Croy, your voice different. Is, it's so cute.
Oh, goodness. I'm blushing.
What do you say all the time?
Is that so?
Is that so? Is that so? I'll be like, you're so hot. He's like, is that so? It's got to be something from Montana because I've never heard somebody say, is that so?
So we have totally listened to your guys' feedback. We are absolutely loving it. Again, if you want to reach out to us, it's houseofkim@kimzolciak.com, or you can call and leave a voicemail or send us a text message at 323-213-8100. We were trying to figure out exactly how to kind of segment this out and what you guys wanted to hear and listen to. And so what we're going to do is give you some bonus segments that are separate from the main segment of the week. So you'll be able to download those separately from this. They're right after this. And we're going to cover positive advice and fan emails from you guys. So
we figured it would be easier for you guys to you love the family update. Whenever we kind of do a poll or ask, you guys love the family update. So you get that. Then the positive segment, you can actually go to that segment and just hear the positive segment, you know, at a later date or the same, whatever. And it would just be easier for these segments to be kind of separated for you to be able to click on whatever it is you're trying to listen to at the time.
Yep, exactly right. So we're going to cover fan emails, fan interaction with you guys where you send us your questions. We'll give you our advice. If you just want to send in and say hello, we might read your email or your text or play your voicemail. So keep those coming in because we love to interact with you guys.
You guys do not want to miss XO Glow. It's mind-blowing. It's what I did on my hair, and I just found out you can do it on your face, but I had to jump in there because you guys do not want to miss that.
No, it's amazing.
Ladies, gentlemen, it's no joke.
Thanks for tuning in this week. Go check out those bonus segments for all of the fun, interactive content that we're going to give you guys, our positive segment in, our golden nuggets, fan interaction, maybe
play
a fun game. We had hundreds
and hundreds of emails, like tons of emails, which we'd love to read. There's so many great stories, so many heartfelt stories. This trick on PTSD that I'm going to talk about is something that I'm going to try. So many people, which I so appreciate, have emailed in particular about PTSD. Obviously, we suffer from that, from the situation with KJ choking. So we're going
to
do that.
To give you guys all that amazing information. You guys have a great rest of your week.
Thanks for listening to The House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes weekly at pioneerpodcasting.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.